Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Stones bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dave Felton is here. He's our new friend, co-founder and chairman of Off-Chain Labs. He's also a professor of computer science and public affairs at Princeton, and he has many other credentials, including having worked in the White House as the chief technology officer in this decade. Ed, thanks again for being here. We're talking about blockchain. But I want you to help us with something that you're highly qualified to do, and that as much as we've talked about cryptocurrency and blockchain on the show, we haven't, and I've alluded to this, I've put it out that this was going to have to start becoming part of our blockchain cryptocurrency reality, and that's the regulatory part of this. The Fed's looking at the government must look. Short term, but mid to long term, I see cryptocurrencies, globally leveraged cryptocurrencies, traded cryptocurrencies. I see those as having an undermining effect on sovereign currencies. What do you think?
Well, I do think that we're going to see more and more assets being stored in cryptocurrencies and assets being able to move across borders. Via cryptocurrencies in ways that are hard for governments to control. So those governments that try to keep a tight control on their foreign exchange markets are going to find it more and more difficult.
Well, that's exactly right. And what concerns me, and I would assume, and you're the best person I know to ask this question, surely there are people in the government who are saying, you know, with an ecosystem like Amazon has, a global ecosystem, and Facebook has, and Google has, with the reach that they have, the number of people who are on their platforms every day, if a cryptocurrency that is cross-collateralized catches on, it could actually diminish
And there are a few things. There may be a little bit less work that the dollar anytime soon. But they are worried, I think, about whether cryptocurrencies might be used more for money laundering or terrorist financing or other things like that. And so the government wants to make sure that all the mechanisms that the place to try to track money and terrorist financing still get applied in the cryptocurrency space. And the other thing that they're concerned about is protection. Technology, when a transaction happens, there's no undoing it. There's no, you can't go to court and get a court order to reverse it or get your money back.
What you just said, Ed, is the thing I've been trying to point out in my work and in my audience with my audience here, is once you push a digital leverage button, it can't be undone. That Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together. And to the degree that you have the ability to push a button and create a lot of leverage, the more you have that, the more dangerous it is. What do you think?
Well, it is dangerous. It's both the strength and weakness of the technology, right? Once you've done something, you know that it's happened, and you can move on. You're not going to get entangled in some complicated dispute resolution if somebody raises a bogus action on what you did.
Right.
So that's good. But on the other hand, once you've done it, if you made a mistake or somebody cheated you, there's no real room to go back. So governments have been trying to make sure that companies that are handling and holding cryptocurrencies on behalf of people, for example, are taking enough care to make sure that stuff doesn't just disappear.
Well, and folks, this is a good point to identify the beauty of the two-component system, the currency itself, which has some relative value depending on who you are and which coin it is, and the technology itself, which is agnostic and be developed, to provide protection not only for the holder, but also for the ecosystem, right? I mean, the technology blockchain itself, in this case, currently, can be designed to protect from any kind of not only from you not losing your cryptocurrency, but from it not being used the wrong way. What do you think?
Well, that's right. New things that you can do that can include sort of some checks on what can happen with your money. And it's one of the exciting areas. It also can be a little bit confusing because the kinds of products that in this area are things that kind of couldn't really exist with traditional money. Mm-hmm. You have this sort of marriage of computer science and finance that opens up a whole new world. I think once it's going to be really exciting and offer new opportunities, but there's a lot of confusion while it's developing.
Well, I will tell you this. I think at some point in time, there's going to be a reckoning between the public demand for the technology and for the efficiency of the currencies and blockchain, and the government's desire to control things. There's going to be an intersection there. I think it's going to be pretty volatile. Last thoughts quickly before we go to a break. What do you think?
I mean, we're already seeing a sort of we've seen that tension a lot actually, and so far it's working out okay. I think there's been a kind of accommodation where government is trying to get what it needs to get, and the sector
but
is still continuing to develop. I just hope that keeps happening.
But blockchain and cryptocurrency are still not ubiquitous. When they become ubiquitous, I think that's when it's going to happen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.